This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, 'cause I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, 'cause of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am love. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I am so thankful to be with you today. It's a beautiful day, and I am just so thankful. You know, we're getting near the Thanksgiving dinner and celebration, and, you know, in the Lord always says, you know, give thanks in all things, and we're to do that. And, you know, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're facing, there's this amazing thing called thankfulness, and what it does is it turns your attitude. All you have to do is look up, and you have to just realize what you have, realize, you know, what you've been through. Maybe just a couple of days ago, I was really hungry after work and I decided to go through a drive-thru. Guess what? I got Taco Bell. And I have to tell you, it was the most delicious thing. When I was in line though, I looked up. I was waiting for my speaker time to say what I wanted. And I looked up and there was the most amazing rainbow. It wasn't just like three quarters of a rainbow. It was from the ground to the ground, completely beautiful all the way up and down. And I got my camera out, of course, and I put it on photo, of course, and I took a picture. The picture doesn't do it justice at all because I was in the parking lot with Taco Bell, and it just doesn't look as magnificent as what I remember. But all I'm saying is that after rain, after storm, what is there? There's a rainbow. But we have to realize that there is going to come rain, and there's going to be troubled times. But we have to look for that rainbow, and it will happen. And we have to know that we're going to get through this. And sometimes during these things, we need to get help. We need to ask for resources. We need to, you know, because people perish for lack of knowledge. And so it's nice that we have people in positions that maybe have been through this or that, and that we can lean on them and ask them questions and say, you know, I kind of know where I am, and maybe we don't even exactly know what the problem is. We haven't really delved in to identify what the issues are. In business, it happens all the time. And you know, for lack of knowledge, we perish. And we have to have as much knowledge as we can so we can move forward. And in our personal life, we have to do the same, don't we? We have to figure out, you know, what exactly is going on. And we don't always have those answers. So we have to seek godly counsel, right? That's what it says in the Bible anyway. So today, I have a guest with me, and I don't always have guests, but I have a guest today, and this guest I've been introduced to two times, maybe three in person, and then I've been introduced to him by other people who have said, you've got to read this book. This guy is so great. And his name is Joe Calhoun, and I'm going to give you a little background before he comes on, but listen, listener, what I want to say to you right now is if you're not a business person, it's okay. You will get something out of this show. We're going to talk about strategy. We're going to talk about, you know, identifying issues. We're going to talk about those things. But whether you're in business or you have your family business, meaning your ministry at home, things will apply, I promise you. So just stay in with us, would you? So Joe Calhoun is a business strategist, author, keynote speaker, who's been working with business leaders to develop higher performing organizations for more than 25 years. Spoken words can inspire, educate, and harness the creative potential of people. As a keynote speaker, Joe provides you with an engaging and motivating experience that informs and entertains, and he does. The focus is on leadership, development, organizational performance, and business growth. Our family is an organization, by the way. Did you know that? They are people that are in your organization, in your family unit, and everyone has a role. And sometimes we have to remember that. Mother, father. Joe is the author of three books, Prioritize, On the Same Page. How many times have I heard that in my working life? You know, I just want to be on the same page. And his latest book, The 1 Hour Plan for Growth. 1 Hour Plan for Growth. You know, there are people out there that plan a long time, more than 1 hour, to get that growth. And sometimes we don't make it. We don't get there. So he helps you get there. Joe is also the co-creator of an innovative planning tool, which I have not checked out and I'm going to, promise, www.1hour2plan, and that's a number 2, plan.com. So, Joe, it is so wonderful to have you on the air with us today.
Thanks for having me, Sue.
So, before we got on the air, we said our prayer for guidance and wisdom to know what to say, what not to say, and for the Lord to lead our conversation, which is always the way we want it. We want it to be His words, and we want to glorify Him in all that we say and do. So I also asked you, what is the main thing that you want to accomplish in this hour? Because we always have to make every minute count, don't we? We have to be intentional in our life and in our walk. And your answer was?
Well, I want to bless your listeners. And let me start by taking off on your theme this Thanksgiving month that we enjoy. I think it's my favorite holiday of the year. I'm a very, very thankful person. You're right. When you're thankful, it creates endorphins. It makes you happy. And one of my favorite quotes of all time goes like this. Just think how happy you'd be if you lost everything you had and then got it back again. That's how I look at every day. I just imagine that I have nothing, and then I look at all that God has given us, whether it's the blue sky day here in my hometown of Kansas City. We have a baseball team here, you know, the Kansas City Royals. We're celebrating our World Series championship. I'm looking at the leaves changing colors. I'm looking at all the beauty. And then you just start counting your blessings. And Sue, that's what I love about you. You have a great spirit. And again, it's just a pleasure to be on the show with you. Thanks again for having me.
Well, thank you very much. And yeah, I don't think I've ever visited your town. I think I'm going to have to come and visit that.
Come see us.
I would love to. Is that an invitation?
It is.
Awesome.
We have a guest quarters just for you.
Okay, wow, I'm there. I frequent flyer miles. Woohoo, here I come. So what is the most common mistake that business owners make? Let's just dive right in.
Well, you know, that's a great question. And I know you have a broad-based audience with
yes, I do.
All kinds of people. And I'm not sure the biggest mistake that people make or that business owners make, but I will tell you my biggest mistake, and I think anybody can relate to this. When I first started my business, and you know it's very demanding, I had the habit, Sue, and I'm not proud to say this, I had the habit of giving my best at the office, the best of my creativity, the best of my service, the best of my initiative, the best of my attitude. I'd give the best of everything that I had at work, and then I'd come home, and I'd give my leftovers to my family.
That I hear all the time, and some people I see it.
I'm proud to admit it.
No, absolutely not.
It's shameful, but that was my life. And then I met a guy by the name of Drew Jennings, and everything changed. Drew looked at me and said, "So, Joe, you know, you'd like to be more involved in your community. You've told me, and you've asked for my advice. So I'm going to give you some advice," he said. And Drew at the time was the president of our local chamber, Sue. He was the president of our utility company, and I'd met him at a function, and I asked for his help. So he said, "You want to be more involved in your community, right?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, let me ask you this. First of all," he said, "are you the kind of spouse you want to be?" I said, "No, sir." Secondly, he said, "Are you the kind of parent you want to be?" I said, "No, sir." Thirdly, he said, "Are you the kind of neighbor you want to be?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "Well, then don't worry about your community. It's people like you that screw it up in the first place."
Oh, my goodness. But so true, so true. And we have to focus on home first, don't we?
So I started driving into my driveway every single day, mm-hmm. saying to myself, "Now my most important work begins." And I did that every day for years. I would drive in and say to myself, "Are you the kind of spouse? Are you the kind of parent? Are you the kind of neighbor you want to be? Now your most important work begins." And of course, do you think I became better or worse at home because of that? Do you think I became better or worse at work because of that? You can't be one person in one area of life and another person in another area of life. When you get better, and it relates to all of life. And so I would say the biggest mistake that business owners and really people make is they have a very difficult time giving their best in all areas of your life. And when people make a decision that that's possible and that I'm going to commit to doing that, I find everything changes for people.
Okay, so that's a message for the broad audience. Okay, no matter who you are, we need to check that, don't we? We need to check that box and say, okay, are we that person? Are we the kind of person we want to be? Are we doing the best we can, and we need to start at home, is what you said.
Yeah, I mean, that's where our support system is. That's where the people, you know, that's where I said to my wife, you know, I do, and as they say, I was done. You know, you say I do and you're done. This is where my son, who, you know, is now 30 years old, is very grateful that I made that decision, because from that point on, he had a much better dad. What happened was I learned to be a human being instead of just a human doing. And boy, did that make all the difference in the world. And that's, like we said, that can apply to all of life.
Human doing versus human being. I love that. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Thank you, San Diegans, for tuning in to us. And listen, if you know somebody that you think might learn something or, you know, be encouraged by this show, please let them know about Sue Free's, spelt like fries, oneword.com. They can click on there. They can listen by name, by topic, by speaker, by date, and they can listen to 6 years of podcasts, which is really an amazing thing in itself. And iTunes, iHeart, you can get the podcasts anywhere there. I heard that iPhones has a special program and application for podcasts, and you go on and you just look up Sue Freeze, and there I am. I don't have an iPhone, but I think that's pretty cool. So, Joe, over the past 30 years, you've worked with more than 600 organizations. What, in your experience, what are the common elements of business success? Ooh, I'm writing these down.
Okay, and I think the same is true, like you said. I love the comment that you made, Sue, that, you know, whether you're leading a household or whether you're leading a nonprofit or whether you're leading a church or whether you're leading a business, I think this applies to all of those areas. I'll take a long way to answer this question. So I was recently talking to my CPA, who works with hundreds of businesses himself, and he's very wise. And I asked him, so what's your greatest insight into the business world these days? And I thought he'd give me some macroeconomic opinion, but he didn't. He looked at me and he said, here's the most important thing I've learned about business. All businesses with effective leaders are doing well. All businesses with ineffective leaders are struggling. He said that is true for every single one of my hundreds of clients, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. All businesses that have great leaders are great businesses. All businesses that have weak leaders are weak businesses. John Maxwell said it this way: everything rises and falls on leadership. And Sue, that's true of a business, or like we said, it's true of a church, it's true of a nonprofit, it's true of a family.
True of a family. Yeah, that's I love how you're taking your message and you're making it to where any listener, no matter where they are in their walk and their life, this applies, because that's so special and so wonderful. I thank you so much for broadening that. I really appreciate that, Joe.
My pleasure, Sue.
Yeah. Well, we all need help in this world. You know, we're all broken people, and we all need to be loved, and we all need hugs, and we just need attention. I mean, every person that I know, you know, I have 75 employees now with Ecola, and I'm thinking, wow, there are people working for me that I don't remember their name. They'll be in my parking lot, and I see their face, and I'm like, oh, what's that person's name? Because I used to know everybody's name, but now it's getting to the size where I'm going, I'm really struggling with this, of not knowing everybody's name. So now we have this billboard, this bulletin board with everybody's new picture up there, so I can get those names in my head, you know?
Nice.
It's wonderful, but, you know, with leadership, it's like then you have to get other people leading. You have to have resources, and you have to spread yourself out as you grow. So, and I, you know, that's true with a family too. My daughter is dating this gentleman who's one of eight. He has seven siblings, so he's one of eight children. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I had two, and I was trying to find the time and energy, and eight? I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That's just amazing to me. What are the characteristics of great leaders?
Well, that's a great question, Sue. I think that all great leaders are teachable. They're constantly learning. It's true of parents. It's true of business leaders, community leaders, religious leaders. They're teachable. They're constantly learning and growing. And they're humble. They're really humble servants. I think that's what I would describe to be the greatest characteristic of a great leader, is that they're humble servants. I think about a terrific leader. I'm not going to call him out by name, but everybody would know the company. And he recently said, my job as the leader of this organization is to serve the managers, who serve the employees, who serve the customers, and that serves the bottom line. And that is just so simple and yet so profound. A Harvard-funded study, Sue, recently reported that companies that obsessively focus on serving their employees, serving their customers, serving their owners, while they develop leaders, they grow revenues 4 times faster, they create jobs 7 times faster, and their profits are hundreds of times greater than other companies. Jesus, you know, said it well, he who would be greatest among you would be servant of all. And that is the absolute hallmark of great leaders. They're humble servants, and they commit themselves to bringing value to other people.
I'm sitting here listening to you, and it's so good. I was writing when you were saying teachable, and I put next to it humble before you said it. Mm. And after that, I put servant before you said that. And I'm thinking to myself, it's so true, because I'm thinking about the people that have, you know, impacted my life personally. And listener, right now, think about somebody in your life, somebody that you know that, you know, it doesn't have to be somebody really even close, but somebody that you've interacted with, where you watch how they walk, watch how they talk, and just by them being them, they've impacted your life. Because I've had that growing up, and I'm sure we all have, and we need to look at that and go, what was it about that person? What set that person apart? And I know for a fact, for me, it's somebody that will accept responsibility for themselves and for their actions. And I look for that when I'm employing people. When I'm looking for people that I want to have working with me, I'm looking for people that have a servant's heart, and I'm looking for people that will accept responsibility for their own actions. Mm-hmm. If somebody's making excuses, I don't need that. I want somebody that's going to say, you know what, yeah, I messed up, you know, but they take the responsibility. So that's so true. And husbands, wives, same thing, you know, for a husband to say he's sorry. For a wife to say she's sorry. That's just so important in a relationship. No matter what the relationship is, we need to accept our own responsibility. So that was really, really good. And teachable. Wow. You know, we never make it. We never reach the level in which we need to go to, because we want to be like Christ, right? So we're never going to get totally there, but we have to strive for excellence. And how do you do that? You have to be teachable. You have to learn, constantly learning. That's one thing I've said for me, is that I've really enjoyed the learning process of what I'm going through day to day, because our lives is a journey and there's life lessons every day. So listener, as a listener, you might be going through a struggle right now, and that's okay. You might be on the highest of highs. Who knows? God does. But during all of this, we're learning something. Whether you're on the top of the rainbow or you're, you know, in the stormy seas, you're learning something right now. So pay attention. Pay attention to the lesson and be taught. That's what this is saying, is be teachable and to be humble. I love that. So what are the benefits of leading like a servant? Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. The research now, the happiness research, is so extensive. And the research on health and well-being is you know, extensive as well. Here's what I know. People who serve others are happier, they're healthier, and they're more successful. Other than that, really no reason to serve others. I mean, come on. You're healthier, you're happier, you're more successful. Same is true with a business or any organization. Businesses, churches, nonprofits, people, that focus on serving others are happier, they're healthier, they're more successful. And this was proven in another little interesting study that talked about firms of endearment. That's the book, Firms of Endearment. And we've witnessed this in smaller companies over the last 30 years. Companies that produce extraordinary results of, you know, companies of all sizes and all types, companies like yours, are companies that serve everybody that has an interest in their company. Like I said, they serve their employees, they serve their customers, they serve their communities, they even serve their vendors with win-win relationships. They even serve the government because they pay more taxes. These are companies that were studied in firms of endearment like Starbucks and Southwest Airlines, Google, Amazon, Whole Foods, Harley-Davidson, and 20 other companies. Again, Jesus said it best, the greatest among you would be servant of all. And so the benefits of servant leadership are not only that you're healthier, happier, and more successful, you're also more respected. Think of the people that you respect. Are they the givers? Are they the takers? Are they the people that are totally self-absorbed and it's all about me, me, me? Or are they the people who you know have your best interest at heart and prove it every day by the actions they take? So the answer to your question, the benefits of leading and acting like a servant, you're healthier, you're happier, you're more successful, you're more respected, and frankly, there are eternal rewards.
That is so awesome. Already, this has been a very impactful first section to this show. We will be back with more of Joe Calhoun and Sue Free's show right after this brief break.
Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespelledlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to Simpolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. Simpolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses so you can run your business and let Simpolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at Simpolicy.com. That's SimPolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. Simpolicy. Your small business resource, a sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like ElectroGun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services. If you don't know if you have a termite problem, give us a call. It's a free inspection. Just do it. Do it. And you know, peace of mind. And before the holidays, I just want to let you know that if you're doing any remodeling, if you're getting ready for those guests and you want to do some extra things like paint or do anything like that, do things in the proper order. And that means get your termite inspection done, because if there's any work that you need to get done, you want those drill holes or whatever needs to get done before you paint, right? You want it to be beautiful. So do things in the proper order. That's what I say. All right. Secondly, learning to breathe is exactly that. It's learning to breathe. It's a book about asthma. It's a life journey with my son and myself going through a lot of different things. So if you want that book, you can get it just by going on to SueFreeze.com, and I will sign it for you and send it out to you. And then we have a new sponsor, an advertiser, SimPolicy. And I like to say, keep it simple, sister, the KISS method, right? And insurance is not so simple sometimes. So what my friend has done is she's created this insurance policies that are good for business or personal called SimPolicy. So I thank her for advertising on this show and sponsoring the show, and give it a try. Check it out. Okay. So we're back with Joe Calhoun for the second half of the Sue Free Show, and we're going to jump right in. And so, Joe, let me ask you this. How can business owners and business leaders create these high trust, high performing organizations? How do we do that?
You know, it's pretty simple, Sue, but it's not easy. It has so much to do with people's mindset and people's belief systems. Let me tell you a little story. Years ago, I worked with an outstanding franchisee who worked with a very large company that we would all know. And he had 14 and 15 and 16-year-old employees that were working with him for him with excellence. It amazed me. You know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, come back soon. How can I serve you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I asked him, I said, how do you create such great employees? And he said, I'll never forget this. He said, I teach them enlightened self-interest. I thought, that's an interesting phrase, enlightened self-interest. Tell me what that means. He said, well, I teach them that the better they serve others, the better they serve themselves. In other words, if you serve your coworkers and if you serve your employees, and you do that with excellence and a smile on your face, that you are going to better serve yourself in terms of promotions and career advancement, pay, benefits, and opportunities that will come your way. So he said, I teach them enlightened self-interest, and it's a mindset. It's a way of doing business. It might be the greatest success principle in the history of the world. You reap what you sow. What goes around comes around. It's the way life works. The more you give, the more you receive. And so business owners create high-trust, high-performing organizations when they create a culture where everyone is serving, everyone is working in their giftedness, everyone is doing work they love doing, everyone is focused on serving other people, and that creates a high-trust, high-performing culture, and there's nothing like it for your listening audience that has worked at a company like this. They know if you're going to spend, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours a week working, you might as well work in a place that's enjoyable, and that's what a high-trust, high-performing culture is. It's a joy to work in organizations whether they're churches or nonprofits or businesses or families, where people are serving one another and giving their best on a daily basis.
I wrote down putting others before yourself. And if everybody did this, this world would be a much better place, wouldn't it?
It's the good news. I mean, you know, the good news is very simple. You know, we've been given the opportunity to have our sins forgiven. We've been given the opportunity to have a new heart, to have a heart transplant, a heart of love and service and forgiveness. And we've been given eternal life. And people that walk that out are people that serve others and give their best to others. And by doing that, Sue, it's really an enlightened way of living, because they're going to, by serving others, they're going to serve themselves.
That's the golden nugget. That's one of probably 20 that I've written down already. So thank you so much for all these golden nuggets to live by. And they will help. And it doesn't matter if you're in business or at home, the same nuggets apply. Putting others before yourself. That's true love. It's just selflessness. The joy of the cheerful giver, right?
It sure applied to me. In the opening segment, I talked about giving my best at the office and my leftovers to my family. Well, it wouldn't surprise you that at that time my family life was not going well. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I turned that around and started giving my best at home, you know, not surprisingly, that area of my life turned around. And it takes time, Sue. It takes effort. It's simple, but it's not easy. And, you know, by God's grace, we can do these things. And it's, you know, by the power of His Spirit, you know, hopefully people are being inspired today by some of these things we're talking about. And, you know, the root word for inspire is really spirit. And, you know, the bestseller of all time says He puts His Spirit inside of us, and that Spirit gives us the capability to live an extraordinary life. Not an ordinary life, we're all pretty ordinary, but it's that little extra, that extra smile, that extra act of service, that extra a listening ear, that extra word of encouragement that allows us to live extraordinary lives. I think we all want to do that, and hopefully some of these ideas in your radio show, Sue, helps people do that.
That's the hope. That's the hope. So, Joe, your book, On the Same Page, How to Engage Employees and Accelerate Growth, it outlines your proven business growth process. How does your system work? And just as importantly, why does it work?
Well, thank you for that. And any of your listeners that would like a Word document of this short little book, it's only about 100 pages. It's a really short and easy read, Sue. Our system is, they can email me at joe@joecalhoun.com, and I'll be glad to send my copy of it.
Wow, free. You're giving something that's so nice. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And so joe@joecalhoun.com, that's joecalhoun.com. So joe@joecalhoun.com. So the book and the system is divided into four parts. So the first part is all about what we like to call priority principles. These are the principles like we've been talking about, you give and you receive. Principles like no involvement, no commitment. Principles that allow leaders of families or organizations to build their philosophical foundation for life on eternal truths. And so that's where it all starts, is getting the right mindset. And then the next three steps are priority planning, get your team on the same page, like you said, priority achievement, get people focused on the things that matter most, especially when we find from the research that people waste half of their time every day doing things that are not important. That's true at home and at work. And then the last step is, once people get on the same page doing the things that matter most, then we need to celebrate that progress. We need to share our learnings. We need to consistently adapt to this ever-changing world that we live in, and we like to call that priority renewal. So priority principles are the basis for for priority planning, priority achievement, and priority renewal. And the system works because it's based on truth. And, the truth doesn't come back void. It works.
Well, there was a lot in that. Definitely a lot right there. I was writing so fast. You have no idea. So you're offering a free, it's not the sample. It's actually the whole thing?
It's just a simple little book that we wrote to make
pages.
It really easy for people. It's divided into four sections of about 25 pages each. Each of those 25-page sections has, six or seven chapters. So the chapters are only, two or three or four pages long. So it's just a very, very easy read. And there are lots of nuggets, lots of great quotes, and lots of good principles and practices for anybody that's looking to build a better business or build a better organization. It would be very helpful for your listeners who want to do that.
So you are tuned into the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5, the sister station, and we are talking to Joe Calhoun, clarity that leads to action. No matter where you are in life, we need clarity, don't we? We need to know where we've been, we need to know where we are, and we need to know where we're going. So that clarity really comes in handy if we're going to make every minute count and be intentional in our future walk with our Lord. So he's going to help us do that, and he's already given us so many. I've got page upon page of golden nuggets here that I've written down. So if you've missed the first half of the show, don't despair. It's okay. Just go to Sue Free, spell like fries, one word, .com, and you can listen to the podcast at your leisure, which is so nice. I just think that's so wonderful. All right. So, Joe, is there anything else that you'd like to share with my listener audience?
Well, there's, plenty of
a lot more, right? I'm
like
sure.
To share. Yeah, and I wonder if you have any other questions for me. But let me just say this: that this great experiment called America. There are lots of people who want to, put down America, and they want to put down the free market system, and I think it's important for us in this spirit of Thanksgiving to give thanks for this free market system of ours that was pretty much created by a Protestant preacher by the name of Adam Smith. Adam Smith wrote a book called Wealth of Nations in 1776. And before he wrote that book, he wrote another book called Moral Sentiments. Moral Sentiments basically talked about how if people aren't moral people doing good things, then whatever system you have, it's not going to work. It really gets down to, people doing, good things with a good heart and wanting to serve and help and bless other people. So he wrote about that, and then he wrote about Wealth of Nations, and it was pretty much the foundation for this free market system that we live in. I was looking at some information the other day. And, from the time of 1800 till 2013, over the course of the last 213 years, the average income per person, after staying pretty much steady for 1800 years, the average income per person in 1800 was $650 per person. Today, the average income has gone up 20 times since that time. It's $13,000 per person. The population in 1800 was 1 billion, and today we have 7 billion people on the planet. So 7 times more people making 20 times the money, which means we have 140 times more wealth on the planet than we had in 1800. But Sue, when you go for the money, the evidence is pretty clear. You usually don't get it. It's true of business, and it's true of life. People that are money-driven usually do not do well financially. It's people that really have a heart to somehow, some way, provide greater value to people and to serve people in a way that, really can improve the quality of their life. These are the people, as we've said, that are healthier, they're happier, they're more successful. And so the first thing I'd share with your listening audience is to, you know, Thanksgiving this year, be thankful for this free market system, which has enriched the entire world. And if they're going to pray that people would be more ethical, pray that people would be more moral, pray that people would do business to a higher standard. And so that's one thought I have.
And that's very good, and that's very good advice. I have things that I'm dealing with right now, and I'm, you know, it's like you have to draw a line in the sand to say what is and what isn't okay, right?
Yeah.
And we have to stay to a higher calling. I mean, it's like, I mean, just today, I can't go into details, but just today I was asked to sign a piece of paper with information on there that was not exactly accurate, and this person could not get funded because they were asking for certain information, and if I don't put it on there, then I'm not doing me justice and I'm not being honest. But yet they're saying, oh my gosh, if you do that, then I'm not going to be able to get fund. And I'm like, okay, that's a line in the sand for me. You know, it's just a line in the sand for me, and I can't step over that line. So
you know, you do your work as unto the Lord, like Paul wrote to the church in Colossus in Colossians 3:23. He said, do your work as unto the Lord, not as unto man. And so when you realize that there's an audience of one primarily that you're working for, then you're going to do the right thing. And that's what makes our system work, and that's what will destroy a system. And that's back to our major point, which is everything rises and falls on leadership. And leadership that we can trust is leadership that's trustworthy. There's character there. There's competence there. And character, when character goes awry, this is when trust dissipates, and this is when the fall begins. And I just want to encourage your listeners in this world that so many people have decided to take the easy route and swim downstream. It's very important to swim upstream and realize that we're doing business and we're living life in a fallen world. And if we take the easy way out, we're just going to go downstream with everybody else, and the end is not pretty. But to swim upstream and be a force for good in this world, and God will help us do that, that makes all the difference in the world, Sue.
I agree. You know, when there's been employees that have come and gone, and, you know, even relationships, and I find that the trust, that trust word is huge, and belief, you know, people believing in what you say and who you are is so vitally important to the health of any relationship, is that you want to make sure that the people that you are surrounding yourself with are trustworthy and that you believe in what they are and who they are. I had a girlfriend last night that just said that. She goes, I believe in you, Sue Freeze. And I'm like, you know what? That just felt really good. And I don't know about you, listener, but to me, wouldn't that feel good to you to have somebody that just believes in you? Even your children, you know, they're watching you all the time. They're watching how you act. They're watching what you say. They're watching the decisions that you make. And even if you think they're not paying attention, believe me, they're paying attention. So make sure that your walk is clean. Make sure that you're doing the right thing by God, because it really narrows it, doesn't it? It kind of takes all the guesswork out of it. You know right from wrong, right? So just choose the high road, as Joe put it. Joe, I just thank you so much for being on the show. We're almost out of time. Is there any like last golden nugget? Because there is one other thing that I need to share with my listeners. So is there any last golden nugget that the Holy Spirit is just prompting you that you need to say?
I was on a flight the other day. I spent a lot of time on airplanes, as you can imagine, and a young man in his 20s started talking about how fearful he was and everything that's going wrong in this world and all the threats to his security, and it was just, it was obvious he was very, very troubled. And as I looked at him, I thought, you know, that old advice that says, you know, don't focus on those things that you can't do anything about. Focus on those things you can do something about. And as we were talking, it just became so clear the importance of, like we've talked about, doing our best, serving people with excellence, living lives of integrity. And when you do that, you sleep good at night, and it doesn't matter what happens in this world of ours. Your listeners know that their future is secure, Christ Jesus, and I pray that God would, according to 3 John 2, that he would prosper your listeners, keep them in health, even as their souls would prosper. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so listeners, I have this thing going on right now that's very serious, and it's something that's really important that I share with you. This is from Tawny. She is my niece, and she lives in Texas. And she's been going through a really big struggle, and here's what she says. This was today's email. Hi, everyone. I've been waiting to make this post because I really don't know how to get all of this across, but I'll do my best to be short and sweet. Our sweet twins were born yesterday at 23 weeks exactly. We fought a 13-day battle on hospital bed rest that about nearly killed me. Lots of meds to stop labor, lots of pain and tears. My body and these babies just couldn't wait any longer. Yesterday at 12:55, Elijah J., Jehovah is God, in parentheses, came into this world like a freight train. There was no stopping him. I delivered him naturally in the OR. They worked on him for quite a long time and were able to fully resuscitate him. Then it was time for Samara Lee, protected by God, in parentheses, to come. They put me under general anesthesia. She was breech. She was born at 115 at 15 ounces. She does not have a lower part to arm and is missing part of her hand on the other side, from what we can tell. We will know more soon. She's beautiful and a little fighter. No one can ever understand this kind of heartache and love. I now understand more what our Savior Jesus Christ endured on that cross for us. Our lives have been forever changed, but for the good. I will continue to thank God every day for my blessings, even during hardships. All the other crap, excuse me, around us doesn't matter. There is so much purpose here in this life, and I see it now. Thank you to everyone for all the prayers and support. Phew. It is such a blessing to us. Please continue to fight for us. Pray for our little miracles. It is in God's hands and out of our control. But I have peace in knowing that our Lord knows what is best for us and our babies. Love you all. They're asking for GoFund. They have a fund that they've started. I think her sister started it, Rachel. And it's www.gofundme.com/E. M as in Mary, 8, B as in boy, E as in elephant, M as in Mary, 4K. I'll have that on the SueFreeze.com site. So if you'd like to help out with their finances, that would be greatly appreciated. But above all, please be praying for this family. Thank you so much, and peace be with you. Until next week, God bless.
For updates on Sue's niece, Tawny, and the twins, please go to GoFundMe.com/EM8BEM4K or SueFreeze.com. Thank you so much.
This has been the Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.